That's approximately the sound the scientists were looking for. This is a Fuji apple, which is supposedly not as juicy or as crisp as the new kind.
I was very excited by it. It's a really nice, a nice eat.
Kate Evans, apple breeder and horticulture professor at WSU. She says the new apple variety is pretty sweet, but has some tartness too. It's a bright red with hints of yellow. They're still calling it by its research name, WA38, and it'll be a few years before you see it on shelves.
You need a tree to be a tree before it produces fruit. So every time you go through a round of propagation, you have to wait for a tree to grow and then to bear enough fruit for you to get enough material to test.
This new variety took more than 15 years of work at WSU's horticulture lab. They crossed a Honeycrisp apple with a variety called Enterprise. They chose seeds that would produce a bright red crisp apple that can be stored for 10 months and resist bruising. It's the third variety to come out of WSU's breeding program. The first one just recently hit the shelves under the name Crimson Delight. Washington's apple industry is counting on WSU to come up with new varieties so they can keep up with the shifting tastes of consumers. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.